Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Election Central on News Radio 105.9 WBBM. Live local reporting from United Center and the Democratic National Convention.
A local Jewish group was joined by members of other faiths during a demonstration on the west side. WBBM's Brandon Eisen was there.
The Chicago Jewish Alliance, along with Christian, Bangladeshi, Hindu, and Assyrian demonstrators, standing in solidarity with Israel at Park 578, a free speech zone near the United Center. A co-founder of the Chicago Jewish Alliance, Josh Weiner, tells us that with several large pro-Palestinian marches and protests taking place this week, that they didn't want to let the Jewish experience and voice continue to be overshadowed.
First and foremost, it's extremely important that not only the Jewish voice continues to be heard, but heard in a way that's peaceful. We are all about not provoking violence, and that's contrary to this other side. What's extremely important about this is that it's at the Democratic National Convention.
Weiner says that holding this demonstration within earshot of Democratic leaders, he hopes to both regain and make new allies.
We have an anti-Semitism problem on both sides of the aisle, but it's more of a threat right now on the left. And that is because of the way that the extremists on the left have started to frame everything through this oppressor narrative.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, a Chicago man is accused of defacing a police car during an anti-war protest on Tuesday night.
39-year-old Jeremy Hammond was among those protesting outside the Israeli consulate, where there were dozens of arrests. Prosecutors alleged that Hammond was seen spray-painting an anarchist symbol on a police vehicle. He had been a member of a hacker group called Anonymous. Members stole credit card information and made unauthorized charges. Hammond was sentenced to 10 years in prison in 2013. He was released 3.5 years ago. The Sun-Times reports following the Tuesday arrest, a judge ordered him freed, noting that while the hacking case was significant, his record is mostly nonviolent. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Although there are tens of thousands of people in Chicago this week for the DNC, some local restaurant operators say they're actually seeing fewer customers than anticipated. The manager of Pittsfield Cafe in the Loop, Marcel Rodriguez, says it's been disappointing.
We were expecting more people because we knew that it's going to be 1,000 people here. But no. Not really.
She says they even brought in extra staff for the expected rush. WBBM also spoke with management at Wildberry Cafe on Randolph Street, describing this week as a total bust, saying sales are worse than any normal day in Chicago.
And stay tuned to WBBM for all the latest developments with the Democratic National Convention. You can also follow our social media and check the Election Central tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
News 806, a couple's recovering after being shot while driving on Lakeshore Drive last last night.
A 19-year-old man and 21-year-old woman were heading north on the drive near the Oak Street curve when someone pulled up next to them and fired shots into their SUV. It was about 9:20 last night. Chicago police say the gunman was in a light-colored sedan that kept going. Paramedics treated the man for a gunshot wound to the head, and he was in critical condition when they took him to the hospital. The woman was hit in the calf and listed in fair condition. No one is in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are investigating a burglary that happened at a convenience store on the south side overnight. WBBM's Carolina Garibe joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
My Cisco, police say this happened around 4 a.m. Officers responded to Kerfoot Food and Liquors in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood and saw that the front of the store had been damaged. A witness told officers thieves had showed up in a black pickup truck and used a chain to pull the door of the store off the hinges before entering. Then they took property from inside and left. Police say no one is in custody. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibe, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two people are charged in connection with a shooting in Woodstock earlier this week.
39-year-old Jason Spitzer faces numerous charges, including attempted murder, possession of a firearm by a felon, and possession of methamphetamines with the intent to deliver. Drug charges have also been filed against 39-year-old Lauren Sound. Woodstock police say the charges stem from an incident late Monday night in the 600 block of Park Street. That's where a man called 911 and claimed his vehicle had been hit by gunfire. Man was not injured. Both Spitzer and Sound were quickly identified as the two suspects, and charges were approved and filed the following day. Both are now awaiting initial court appearances. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An effort called Saturation Saturday is coming this weekend in an effort to reduce impaired driving.
This Saturday, at the Naperville Police Department, multiple police departments from the greater Chicago area, victims of impaired driving crashes, and a director at Mothers Against Drunk Drivers will speak on the importance of intensifying impaired driving enforcement leading up to the Labor Day weekend. Also this Saturday, dozens of local police departments will saturate areas with sobriety checkpoints and patrols. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh Liss.
Hi, good morning. Caleb Williams got a $25.5 million signing bonus before taking a snap in a regular season game in the NFL. Brett Rippins had to work 5 years of backup jobs just to make $3.9 million. And with Williams and most starters sitting out the Bears exhibition finale in Kansas City tonight, Rippin will get a lot of the playing time, hoping to prove he deserves a job here or somewhere in the NFL.
I mean, I think the volume of hunger to me throughout the preseason is the same. But, you know, I think anytime you get an opportunity to get out on the film and put film out to the league, you know, it's something that you can't take for granted.
Backup Tyson Bagent will start. He's in the middle of a three-year deal making $900,000 as the number two. Rippin and Austin Reed will quarterback most of the game. Final cuts need to be made by Tuesday from 90 down to 53 players. An 8-2 loss to the Tigers leads the Cubs 5.5 games out of a wild card spot with 35 to go. Jameson Taillon nailed for two home runs early. Rookie Jack Neely allows four in the ninth in his big league debut. Justin Steele pitches to the Tigers at Wrigley at 120. No work for the White Sox, 31-97, picking up their latest win in San Francisco 6-2 thanks to a four-run ninth and a two-run single to break a tie from Corey Lee. The National Women's Soccer League, that includes the Chicago Red Stars and its players, have agreed to a new collective bargaining agreement. The NWSL is now the first major North American sports league to eliminate its draft. It also is guaranteeing contracts and guaranteeing free agency for all players, and all trades will require player approval. The Red Stars play next Saturday at Racing Louisville. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News Special Report. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz took the DNC stage last night.
When we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people that you love. Freedom to make your own health care decisions.
CBS's John Dickerson.
Tim Walz is not just defining himself, but he's also defining a ticket. He's defining and embodying a set of values that that ticket is trying to sell.
Tonight, it will be Kamala Harris who takes center stage, this delegate from California.
She's brought hope back, like Obama had, and freedom. And I like what she stands for, especially for women, women's rights. I want to see health care.
Harris is expected to lay out her agenda. Donald Trump campaigns in Arizona today. There, he'll be talking about the border and immigration. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
And as the DNC enters its final day today, security remains a high priority, including in the sky.
I have a very important message for all drone operators.
Derek Meyer is the deputy special agent in charge of the Secret Service Chicago field office.
I would like to remind everyone that the FAA has temporary flight restrictions in place for the DNC through Thursday. That means that this restricted airspace is a no drone zone. The restrictions cover a large area, so drone pilots need to check the FAA's before you fly service ahead of flying.
Fly a drone, you could go to jail.
If a drone pilot enters FAA TFRs without permission, their drone could be confiscated. They could also be fined up to $75,000 and could also be criminally prosecuted.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Leaders and members of the United Auto Workers Union plan to hold a rally today in Belvedere. They're demanding Stellantis keep a commitment that the company made to reopen the Belvedere Assembly Plant and invest in thousands of jobs in that community. The UAW filed a grievance this week over what they say is Stellantis' failure to keep the promise made in contract negotiations last
Kamala
year.
Harris is...
A statement says once the grievance procedure is exhausted under the national contract, the union may authorize a strike.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.